Welcome to Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. I'm Sarah Garwood. This series is about honoring the gentle, everyday treasures that bring us warmth, connection, and meaning. Today, let's pause with something timeless and irreplaceable, the charm of handwritten letters. There's a unique weight to holding a letter in your hands. The texture of the paper, the subtle scent of ink, even the creases from being folded, all of these physical details hold memory and intimacy. Unlike digital messages that vanish with a swipe, letters endure. They sit quietly in drawers, boxes, and keepsake envelopes, waiting to be rediscovered years later. A single letter can carry with it not just words, but presence. You can almost feel the writer sitting beside you. Handwriting itself tells a story. The curve of the letters, the occasional crossed-out word, the way someone signs their name, all of it is deeply personal. Even imperfections, like ink smudges or uneven lines, make the letter more alive. It is a part of the sender, captured in a way that typed words never quite replicate. For many, letters are tied to memories of childhood or young adulthood, notes passed secretly in class, postcards sent from vacations, envelopes from grandparents decorated with stamps. These tokens were never just about the information inside. They were gestures of care, proof that someone thought of you, paused their busy day, and gave you a piece of their time. Letters also become treasures in moments of distance or absence. For soldiers abroad, for loved ones separated by oceans, for families divided by circumstance, letters have been lifelines. They carry love across miles, hope across hardships, and companionship through silence. Even now, a letter from someone far away can feel like a bridge that makes the world smaller. But writing letters is not only about reaching out, it's also a gift to ourselves. Sitting down with pen and paper slows us down. It forces us to reflect, to choose words carefully, to let our thoughts breathe. In a way, writing becomes a kind of meditation. We listen to our own hearts while trying to reach someone else's. It's a quiet ritual that creates space for both clarity and connection. Handwritten letters also have a way of becoming timeless archives. A letter from a friend can be reread on difficult days, offering comfort long after it was written. A love letter from decades ago can stir emotions just as strongly as the day it was received. Letters from those who have passed away carry their voices forward, reminding us that love, once given, never fully fades. In our fast-paced world, where instant messages flood our screens, the rarity of a handwritten letter makes it even more precious. To receive one is to feel remembered, chosen, and valued in a deeply personal way. It says, "You mattered enough for me to pause, to write, to share a piece of myself with you." And perhaps it's worth noting that handwritten letters need not always be long or profound. A few lines of encouragement, a short note of gratitude, a quick thinking of you, even these can become treasured reminders. What matters most is sincerity. So maybe today, take a moment to write. Pick up a pen and paper, and let your thoughts flow. Write to a loved one, a distant friend, or even to your future self. Slip it into an envelope and send it, or tuck it away for later. Let it be a small act of care, one that transcends time and space. Thank you for joining me for Tiny Joys, Little Things That Make Life Beautiful. In our next episode, we'll embrace the quiet stillness of late nights and the reflections they offer. Until then, may your words, whether written, spoken, or whispered in silence, carry warmth to those who need them most.